Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Howdy, and welcome to Aggies in 60. I'm Andrew Monaco. Today, we relive the Aggies' magical run through the SEC men's basketball tournament in Tampa. After a thrilling overtime win over Florida and taking down the top seed Auburn Tigers, the Aggies faced the fourth seed Arkansas Razorbacks.
Howdy, Aggs. And then there were four. Just four left in the 2022 SEC men's basketball tournament. Texas A&M and Arkansas, Tennessee and Kentucky. That's your semifinal Saturday here at Amalie Arena in Tampa. The semifinals underway. Arkansas gets first possession. J.D. Notte will bring the ball into the front court. High post left side, Jalen Williams just outside the arc. Picks up that dribble, closed out by Coleman. To the left block, he threw it away, intended for Stanley Amude. Aggie basketball. Looking for the game's first points with 18-10 to play in this first half. Shooting to the basket to our left, the Aggies, Wade Taylor the fourth. Crossover dribble on Notte. Boots, high right wing three. He continues where he left off yesterday. Boots rips a three. 3-0 Texas A&M. Five of them yesterday.
Again, that was just, he just faded having a screen, just took his time.
17-20 to play, first half, 3-0 A&M. Williams on the left baseline, guarded by Coleman. Zips a pass, that was intended for Ross Bjork to my left. Tony, a short corner, kick out, Notte in the paint, and he threw it away. No, it caromed off Manny Obasicki. Arkansas basketball with seven to shoot. Arkansas will play that one more. They'll get that one more, especially when they get the ball in the hands of number one, J.D. Notte.
They really will. And it's a green light for Notte, but he does do a good job of distributing it, and everybody's capable of knocking down a three.
In the left corner, Arkansas deflected, stolen by Obasicki. He took it away from Tony. Dribbles into the front court, flares to the left wing, and hands off to Radford. Boots has the lone points. It's 3-0 A&M, 3 minutes into our first half. Radford foul line extended left side. Right-handed dribble to the middle of the floor. Now Q on Tony. Separation. Ethan Henderson, the grad from Arkansas. Kick out. Obasicki, right wing three. Rips it. 6-0 A&M.
Good for Manny. That's a shot. Came to him, right? That extra pass. He was already squared up.
Amude attacks on the left wing. Lays it up and in for Arkansas's first points. 6-2. Front court Jackson. He's going to launch a three in. No good. Rebound, Arkansas. They're going to have a little broken floor here. Notte into the front court. Amude in the right wing. Up top, Williams. Eyes the three. Down the left side, Amude lets it fly. Short. Rebound, Boots. 16-10 left, first half. 6-2, Texas A&M. Boots across the timeline where he's picked up by Audis Toney. Now left elbow, free throw line. Rises, fires, hits the heel. Rebounded by Trey Wade. Up ahead, Tony. Tony, hop step to his left, challenged by Henderson. Off, Jalen Williams, and the Aggies will have the basketball. Texas A&M owns a 6-2 lead on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Jackson, guarded by Tony, using a Coleman screen. Down the left lane line, reach in, kick out. Taylor, missed the three. Rebound, Notte. He's got Audis Toney in front of him on the right side of the floor. Instead goes to Williams. Lob, deflected at the rim by Quentin Jackson. Obasicki, left corner, Boots. Boots to Q. Q. He'll attack into the paint. Probes. What a pass to Coleman!
That's what Q has done so much better. He's always been an assist guy, but he takes his time and gets it dropped off.
That's a Ford drive of the game brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Left block, back to the basket. Trey Wade kicks to Notte in the right corner. Chris Lights. He put the ball down on the floor. Wade Taylor ripped it away. Before then, possession arrow, Arkansas.
The big man comes up with it. It ripped it right out of that 5'7".
It was Taylor, that 6 feet over the 5'7" Lights.
You like to see him go head to head.
But Wade thinks of that as a loose ball,
right, correct? Yeah, he's had some turnovers like that. His hands are always up front and very active.
Notte. A push off of Jackson to get his shot off from the free throw line. Coleman the rebound. Give to Taylor, push it into the front court. Taylor side by side with Lights. We'll move to the middle of the floor. 8-2 Texas A&M. 14:30 to play in the first half of the SEC semifinal. Game one, Tennessee and Kentucky next. Taylor, left corner, Obaseki. Drives left side lane, kick up top, Q. Traveled. Yeah, he stuttered, the stutter step. It was like the Fred Flintstone feet. Trying to get the car started.
A&M did a great job of spreading the floor that time. Again, they looked for the break. They were coming down the floor, head up, ready to go. Wade was in the middle of the floor. Arkansas got back, but made them work. We talked about that yesterday. Make them work in the half court.
And instead of pushing it when it's not there, which could create to bad shot and almost broken floor the other way.
Right.
Settle down.
We've seen that before.
We have. 14-10 to play. Devo Davis is in for Arkansas. Foul line extended, left side, Note. Big hop step. Lob. This time it connects. Amude with a dunk from Note. And you know Note is such a scorer, you got to respect that ability. But Amude runs the right baseline, dunks 8-4 A&M, 13:50 to play. Q, he's going to go between two defenders, has it blocked by Amude. Out of bounds over the left lane line, Aggies will keep it with 20 to shoot. Wade Taylor the fourth, a deep inbound to Q, he'll go into the backcourt, play it on a hop. Moves middle of the floor. Half the shot clock gone, left-handed dribble by Q. Up top to Obaseki. With Taylor, Coleman, and Radford on the floor. Crossover dribble. Spin move in the paint. Obaseki too strong. Out of the reach of Radford. Here comes Note. He's got Likes on his left. Gives it to him on the wing. Pulls up from 12. In and out. No good. And a loose ball foul on A&M. Coleman had the rebound, but the loose ball foul is on Henry. Note over Henderson. Splits two defenders to his left. Kick out. Three from the left side. Woefully long. And the rebound. The Amude miss by the former Razorback, Ethan Henderson. Front court, Radford, 8-4 A&M with 13:10 to play. Tax on the left wing, hook pass right side, Hassan Diarra. The assassin, someone tweeted me. Let's use it. Hassan Diarra buries the three, 11-4 A&M.
You couldn't wait for that to happen, could you?
Could not, and that was nothing but net. Likes, zip pass, Amude got behind everybody on the right baseline. He's got all six of Arkansas's points, 11-6 Texas A&M. Diarra, high post left side, Coleman. Coleman back to the basket. Now sideways. And Note got him up around the neck on that little swing through from right to left and go down the left lane line. It's the first on J.D. Note.
I mean, that looked like a 15-yard penalty right there. And a horse collar. Right? You can't, I mean, is that illegal in basketball also?
No, it's got to be behind the helmet.
Oh, okay. Well, that was more of the throat.
Yeah, but
that was more of the...
Note. Boots and Gordon with a double team. Tony down the left lane line. Tony, offensive foul. Ethan Henderson takes the charge. His second of the year. And those socks are going to be comfortable.
Don't you like think it's a little special for him having transferred from Arkansas to be here battling these guys right now?
You better believe it. Diarra, Q, Hefner, in the right corner, Gordon, in the left corner, Boots. 12-10 to play in this first half. 11-6 Texas A&M. Q's on the left wing, now backs out beyond the arc. Q keeps the right-handed dribble alive, picks up the dribble at the top of the arc. Bounce to Gordon, attacks on the left wing, kick into the left corner for Diarra. Five to shoot, Diarra with an up fake, drives the left baseline, good, up, off the top of the backboard and through Hassan Diarra. 13-6. He's a magician. Spinning fadeaway 13 for Note for his first points. I mean, that's a horse shot
that is,
by Hassan.
That has been the most spectacular flip I've seen here.
Cross Jackson. He's in the restricted area. Q went in there a little out of control, but in the restricted area is Arkansas's defender, J.D. Note. And that is number two on J.D. Note. Brings us to a timeout, 11:31 to play in this first half. Texas A&M owns a 13-8 lead on Arkansas. Aggies in 60 continues on Studio 12 after this on The Zone. This is Aggies in 60. Studio 12 Summer Series continues. It's the SEC men's basketball semifinals between Texas A&M and Arkansas.
From Learfield, this is the SEC Tournament.
Jackson, shy of the right elbow, lets it fly. In and out, tipped up and in. It's either Hefner or Cash. 15-8 A&M. Obaski, the top of the 1-2-2 with Taylor and Gordon, then Radford and Coleman. Likes is between the circles. In the left corner, Amude. Amude drives the left baseline. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Kamani Johnson had it. Lost it. Saved by Gordon to Coleman. Nice save by Dre. Good work under the glass by Wade Taylor the fourth. Down the left lane line. All the way to the basket. Wade Taylor the fourth is going to the line.
That's mano a mano. 6 foot. Taken to 5'7 to the brack. You would have believed her, Wade. Wade knows the situation, right? It's spread. There is not a big guy in there, a 7-footer, 6'10 right now. Beat him off the dribble.
First is good for Wade Taylor the fourth. 9 points, 10 points in these two games. 9 points, 7 rebounds against Auburn yesterday, and 10 points in the win over Florida.
Phenomenal, right? Against that link.
Buzz has preached 2 of 2 from the line. He's preached guard rebounds. 17-9 A&M with 8:45 to play in this first half. Looping pass to Amude in the front court. Arkansas shooting to the basket to our right. Their white uniforms with the cardinal red letters and numbers. Likes is in the center jump circle. And that etched out SEC logo. Gordon on Likes. Likes pulls up from 18. Gordon got a piece of it. And out of bounds is Kamani Johnson. The shot came up short. Obaseki underneath battling for the rebound. Kamani had it, but his heels were on the end line.
What a great defensive position. You talk about Andre being there, exploded up, got a piece that no way he thought he could get that shot.
Yes, he did get that high post right side. Coleman has it as Kamani goes through his shoulder. Now handsy on Coleman, and that leads to a turnover. Devo Davis missed it. Davis got it back and put it in. It's too handsy on Coleman by Kamani Johnson, though.
Yeah.
That led to the steal. That's why I say if it doesn't affect the play, that affected how Henry Coleman can handle the basketball. Go left side to Obaseki. Attacks off glass. Won't go. Rebound Arkansas. 17-11. Likes in the front court. Likes crossover on Boots to the trailer of Amude. Right side of the lane. Big hop step to his right. Closed out by Taylor. Thrown into the backcourt. Aaron Cash. Above the center jump circle, now Boots at the top of the arc with Taylor, Gordon, and Obaseki. 7:30 left. Aggies have a 17-11 lead. 8 on the shot clock. Boots is high on the right wing. Crosses over to his right. Now back to his left. Out to Taylor. 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Floater from 19. Bounces in.
No panic.
None. And that one, we don't review. 19-11. Off in time. 4 for 4. 8-point Aggie lead, 7:05 to play. Stop and go, Note. Bounce, that is loose. It was behind the Razorback. Taylor the other way from the left side has it blocked by Amude.
How about that, though? Your way, 6'6 guy taking him to, you know, it was one-on-one into the hole. Thought he could get by and get it off the glass maybe with his left hand. I tried that. I got it back. Let's go again.
In the back of my mind, I had Wade Taylor the fourth pulling a little okey-doke and let Amude go for the block and come back the other way.
Plant that foot, step through.
Now Note will go to the bench. A defensive substitution. The inbound to Boots on the left side, guarded by Davis. Straight away, Taylor gets to the free throw line. Pass to Cash. Bobbles, recovers left side of the lane. Bounce pass to Q. Gives Cash, runs the left baseline, and rams it home.
That's what you call being unselfish. That ball never touched the floor. It was 3 straight passes. Bam.
Cash has 4. Aggies lead by 10. 21-11 with 6:30 to play. Another of the Aggie role players. Davis, foul line extended right side, drives on Taylor. Kick left side, 3 in the air by Amude, and he hits the foul line extended 3. He's got 9 of Arkansas's 14. 21-14, Texas A&M on the left wing, Gordon. Attacks on that left wing, drops a pass for Cash, kick in the right corner. 4 for 3, Wade Taylor the fourth buries it. 24-14, just exchanging bombs. Taylor answers Amude's 3, under 6 to play. Likes left lane line, put it on the floor, got it back to the center jump circle. It's a different team with Likes running the show and Note running the show, but Note's on the bench with 2 personals. Attack on the left wing, Amude pulls up from 12, left baseline, no good. Gordon keeps alive, and Radford with the rebound. Front court for the Aggies, 5:35 to play in the first half. 24-14, crosses over, crosses back to his right, kick to the left wing to Gordon, and he traveled.
I think he
had likes on skates.
Yeah, he did. I think he anticipated he could just do that spot up, a beautiful jump shot he's got, but he did get him there and then just shuffled his feet.
24-14 A&M with 5:31 to play. Likes is out. Note is in. Note along with Jalen Williams, Stanley Amude, Audis Tony, and Davis. Drive the left baseline. Audis Tony, floater is good. His first two. 24-16, Texas A&M, the 8-point lead with 5:10 to play in the first half. Wade into the front court. Four in the wake of Cash. Throws it to the rim. Boots kept alive. Boots offensive rebound stripped. The other way comes Audis Tony. Foul line extended left side. Closed out by Taylor. Left baseline, Note. Backs out beyond the arc. Now Williams gives to Note in front of Buzz Williams in the Aggie bench. Lob at the free throw line to Jalen Williams. Devo Davis left baseline. Kick out, Amude. Flyby. His two is good. Amude had double figures with 11. He hits the 14-footer, 24-18.
And there was a little bit of chasing him off the line instead of a three. Not a bad thing, but he hit the shot.
Gordon, left wing beyond the arc. Dribbles to his right, into the paint. Jump pass, Q, right wing three. Yep, ripped it. Q for three. His first three, 27-18 A&M. 3:20 to play. Aggies 27, Arkansas 18. High post right side, Williams. Over Q from the right elbow. He rips that for his first two.
He's an impressive shooter. He's got a great touch. Being a big platform he's got.
And probably their best passer.
He might be.
As well. 27-20, Aggies by seven. On the right baseline, Hassan Diarra. With Coleman, Jackson, Hefner, and Obasike. Haas, step back three, right wing. Yep, Hassan Diarra with his second three. He's got eight, and the Aggies by 10, 30-20. What an out-of-bounds play.
That's it. The inbounder hits it, gets a screen from the guy he gave it to.
Williams, top of the arc. At the free throw line, oh, the dunk by Audis Tony. 30-22 with 2:20 left in this first half. Moves to the middle of the floor between the circles. Jump pass back to Coleman at the right elbow. Gives the cue inside the arc from 18. Pure.
He's shooting it with so much confidence
sure
right
is.
Now.
32-22, Texas A&M, 1:50 left first half. Note. Eyed the three straight away. Gives to Williams. Down the right lane line. Big hop step. Lay it in. 32-24, Texas A&M. Q will bring the ball into the front court. 1:35 to play. 8-point Aggie lead. Q flares to the wing. Jump pass, Hefner. Foul line extended right side. To his left. Tripped by Note, number three on JD Note.
That's huge right there. Huge.
Because he knows that Hefner is a three-point shooter. If Hayden doesn't have the ability to put it on the deck and drive, Note doesn't have to respect that. He can't stay off him because he can hit the three, but because Hayden has that ability, he picks up number three on JD Note.
And that ability has come more confidently to Hayden. I mean, that's the quickest, second quickest guy on the floor, and you got by him.
Boots high on the right wing. Straddles the arc, straightaway Q. Q. Bounce, Coleman. Oh, between two Razorbacks, Williams and Amude. He lays it in on the left side, 34-24 A&M. Williams on the right wing, beyond the arc. Boy, Hassan not giving him any room. Now over Q, offensive foul! Q takes his fourth charge. 50 seconds left, Aggies have the 34-24 lead. High post right side, Coleman, guarded by Williams. Q, traveled. 43 seconds left in this first half. Likes, Davis, Tony, along with Amude and Williams. JD Note, three personal fouls. Davis, stop and go. Shy of the left elbow, backs out beyond the arc and launches over Coleman. Nope, rebound, nothing but Aggies, and Hefner higher than everyone else. Q, above the center jump circle, 15 seconds left in the half. The shot clock's off and the Aggies up 34-24. Q to the top of the arc. Q on a curl, Hassan, 5 seconds left, above foul line extended left side, and he is fouled. 35-24 after the first free throw by Hassan. The front end of the 1-1, so he earns another. Makes them both. He's got 10 in this first half. Amude at half court. Amude, the heave. Nope. What a first half by Texas A&M. They're up 12, 36 to 24 on Arkansas, the number four seed in the tournament. Texas A&M 36, Arkansas 24. Dr. Thornton, what'd you think of the first? What do you want to see in the second?
I'm grading it a plus, plus, plus. And when I say that is you're getting more shots. You've got two more shots than them. You've gone to the line twice more than them. You're out rebounding them by five, and they've turned it over one more time than you. All those categories add up. It's going to be a ball game. We know that. They're going to come out and shoot. We've done a great job there. 1 for 9 from three. They're contested. We can't let them score cheap. That was one of the themes at the very beginning. Not easy baskets, not uncontested shots, but not broken floor created by us turning it over or them beating us back on missed shots. You've done a great job. You're playing our kind of basketball right now. Let's just continue it.
More Studio 12 Summer Series after this on The Zone. College Station just got a whole lot more comfortable. Mizzen & Main is known for making the world's best performance fabric dress shirt, but now they've got something comfortable for every hanger in your closet. Shop their workday and weekend clothing that includes pants, polos, and pullovers at mizzenandmain.com. More of the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament semifinals, the Aggies and Arkansas.
Aggies get the first possession of the second half, shooting to the basket to our right in front of their bench. Quentin Jackson takes the inbound for Manny Obasugi. Taylor, Radford, Coleman, and Q join four. Q, curl, right wing three. Off the front of the rim, rebound Jalen Williams. Front court, Note with three personal fouls. Picked up by Obasugi, now rolls to the right side where Coleman gets him. Stop and go on the right wing. The floater from five, blocking foul, can it? And one, the block on Manny Obasugi. Three-point play for Note. 36-27, Texas A&M, 9-point lead with the ball. Second possession, second half. Radford, between the circles, Q. Directs traffic, sends Taylor to the left side of the floor. Using an Obasugi screen, up top boots, 10 on the shot clock, down the right lane line. Spins, now fires, off the glass and in as he's falling to the ground. Boots has five, Aggies 38-27. Note goes right wing. Tony. Kick out to Williams. Left corner Likes, who came in for Trey Wade. Double team develops. Baseline pass. Amude has 11. 38-29. A&M 17:55 left in this second half. Semifinal Saturday. Winner gets Tennessee, Kentucky winner. That game's next. Taylor right side. Taylor attacks on the right wing. Bump, floater. Rolls off the front of the rim. Coleman keeps alive. He goes up and scores. Second chance points for Henry Coleman III.
That's a man's play again, right? Up through contact.
Davis, left elbow. Hits. Tough shot. 40-31, Texas A&M by nine. Into Coleman. Beyond the arc. Hand off Gordon. Foul line extended right side. Five to shoot. Gets to the left elbow. Out to Q. He got Audis Tony in the air and earns three free throws. So he'll walk off the line and walk back to the line. 40-31 A&M. Third in the air. Hits it.
You have Quentin's burning, I'm telling you. As much as he prides himself at the line, he can't rationalize that one. He's going to make every one of them in his mind.
His teammate, Wade Taylor IV, will not let him sulk over on that bench. 41-31 A&M with 16:30 to play. Free throw line, Williams, backdoor cut. Tony missed the layup, bailed out on the foul. He went from right to left, and he got Hassan in the air. Another for Tony, the left-handers. Free throw is good. He makes both. 41-33, Texas A&M with 16:25 to play in this second half. Hefner between the circles. Hefner down the right lane line. Hefner slips a layup, no good. Coleman got the rebound. He's met and blocked by Amude. Davis the other way. Crossover, paint, floater, count it, and one. An 11-5 start for Arkansas in this half prior to this free throw by Davis. And the 12-point halftime lead's been trimmed to 5, 41-36. Davis has seven. But it is Q and Boots and Henderson and Diarra and Coleman for the Aggies. High post left side, Coleman. Feeds Q. Lay it up and in left side. 43-36, Texas A&M. Q with eight. Chris Likes, Jalen Williams, along with Debo Davis, Audis Tony, and Stanley Amude. Left elbow, Williams back to the basket on Radford. Spins to his left. Step back to his right, behind the back pass. Tony's underneath. Missed the layup. Henderson's there. Made him change his shot, too. And high post left side, Coleman. Turns and faces the basket, dribbles through the key from left to right. Boots to the left elbow, hook pass out to Q, gets into the paint. Floater from 13 is good. Quentin Jackson has 10. 45-36, 9-point edge. Back-to-back hoops, Quentin Jackson.
How about the ball movement there? You talk about that as a counter.
Left and right and side to side and in and out. A steal by Haas, up to Q. Here we go, hammer by Q. Fly guy with the last six and a timeout, Arkansas. 47-36 A&M.
We weren't begging for the counter, were we? We were as obvious as I think we were, but you talk about answering. Big way right there with those series of points.
This comeback brought to you by the letter Q. Aggies 47, Arkansas 36. The last six by Quentin Jackson. Debo Davis. Using an Amude screen. Note gets into the paint. Driving the left baseline and dunking is Audis Tony. He's in double figures with 10, joining Amude, who has 11.
It's just hard to stay in front of him. He's so quick with the dribble.
Diarra probes, slips, missed the right-handed layup from the left side. 47-38 A&M, 13:55 to play. Note at the top of the arc. Jump pass for Williams. Right wing three in the air is good by Stanley Amude. He's got 14. Arkansas answers the 6-0 run with five of their own. Quentin Jackson, top of the arc, crossover dribble using a Henderson screen from the elbow. No good. Left side, rebound Williams. Note ahead. Davis sends Audis Tony to the other side of the floor. Deep three, Amude, and he buried it. Amude, three threes, 17 for him. And this semifinal just got tighter. An 8-0 Arkansas run trims the Aggie lead to three. 47-44, Texas A&M leads Arkansas. Q to Boots on the right wing. He's inside the arc, out to Hefner. Dribbles to his left, stop and go. Rises from the free throw line and hits. Hayden Hefner gets his first two right after a timeout. 49-44.
How about the confidence to let everybody touch it and him be an option?
Davis double team develops, splits that double team with a pass to Williams. Now back out, Debo Davis, right wing three. Around and out. Kicked out, Q. Front court, Boots on his right. Delivers the pass, three. Yep, Tyrese Boots Radford to Wells Fargo between the baselines. Wells Fargo, the official bank of Texas A&M Athletics. Five straight for the Aggies, 52-44 with 11:10 to play. Left side three, Amude, fouled. Three free throws coming, Q with the foul. And makes all three. Hassan on a curl into the paint. Hassan, quick layup is good off the heel and through for Hassan, who's got a dozen. 54-47. Aggies by seven, 10 minutes to play. Knock free, Dote saves by half courts. 15 seconds to shoot. High post right side, Williams. Williams stripped, got it back, holds it, spins to his left. Extra step, missed that layup. He got away with a travel, missed the layup. He airmailed it. Now Hefner in transition, three. Eight, buries it. 57-47 A&M. Hayden Hefner with five.
How about Q waiting for him? He gets set, said, do your deal, buddy.
Into the right corner, Amude. Amude drives the baseline, cut off, into the paint, too much traffic. Here comes Q, Williams is back. Q flips to the basket, and he is fouled, is Quentin Jackson.
I love that big super step to get, you know, past the big man.
Spins, fires, hits. 11 for him. Diarra, cash for Coleman and Henderson. 58-47, Texas A&M, 11-point lead, 9:07 to play. Note, Williams, Davis, Tony, Amude. Amude with 20. Extra step down the left lane line by Davis. But he gets the left-handed layup to fall. Nine for him. 58-49. Hand off Q. Q, hook pass out to Hefner. He got Note in the air. Hop step into Cash. Lay it up and in right side. Hefner penetrates. Find Cash. He's got six. 60-49 A&M. 8:25 to play. Amude, left side of the lane. No good. Cash kept alive to Quentin Jackson. Key play, Cash getting that rebound. A one and done for Arkansas.
Great hands.
Boots to Diarra. Fakes the three. Gets to the free throw line. Out to Q. Left corner three. No, bounces off the left side. Arkansas numbers three on one. Diarra the only man back. Note to Davis. Note slips across. Counted and one. Cash got back. The extra pass to Audis Toney. He hits it at an and one opportunity for the Arkansas Razorbacks. 8 minutes to play in this semifinal. Texas A&M 60, Arkansas 51.
Aggies in 60 continues on Studio 12 after this on The Zone.
From Learfield, this is the SEC Tournament.
Wade Taylor the fourth, Hayden Hefner, Quentin Jackson, Henry Coleman the third, and Boots Ranford, the five on the floor for the Aggies, up 60-52. Boots to Hefner, right corner. Dribbles to his left, 15-footer on the wing is true. Hayden Hefner run off the three-point line, seven all in this second half. 62-52 A&M, and nearly a steal. Deflects out of bounds at the official scorer's table.
He's just everything about sneaky right now. Finding his way to get him up in the air, gather himself, shoot the shot. Almost came up with a takeaway there on the sideline pass.
He didn't have that last year, that shot, that dribble off the line and get to a spot. He's added that. Flyby, Davis, out to Williams. Cash on him, closed him too hard, and Williams had him at his mercy. One and one for Arkansas. Team foul seven on A&M. Williams at the line for a one and one. 73% free throw shooter. Nope. Rebound Boots.
That's a stop.
Yes, it is. 7:20 left. Into the front court comes Boots Ranford. Eyes buzz on the left side of the floor. To Hayden Hefner on the left side of the lane. Hook pass over to Ranford. Foul line extended right side. Attacks on the wing. Picks up the dribble. Out to Q. Q. To his left. Middle of the floor. 10 to shoot. A little deeper in the shot clock than normal. Q. On the left baseline. Pass Toney. Won't go. Coleman keeps alive. To Q. Split two defenders. And he put it in. He went up on the left side. Flipped it off the glass and got it in. And he was fouled. An and one. Quentin Jackson.
Is that toughness or what? Henry Coleman and Q in there battling the glass right there with a 6'10". And then ended up, it was a reverse layup being fouled the whole way. Got it to fall.
Williams with the foul. Q, I thought he wasn't going to see anything and back it out, but you would think after 3 years I would know better for Quentin Jackson.
Yeah. What basketball have you been watching?
Yeah. What are you, new? 65-52 A&M with 6:55 to play. Coleman is out. Cash is in. Davis inside the arc on Q. Gets to the left block. Puts it up. Short. Rebound. Ranford. And he comes out of the pack. See, the key is he can get the rebound and dribble into the front court and into the paint and a floater. And it'll fall for Boots Ranford. It danced and it danced and it danced and it fell through. Chance at a three-point play.
And that's about as much celebration as you'd ever get from Tyrese. He smiled. What a play, though. I mean, just understood where he was.
Rebound. And all the way in, and he kept coming, and Jalen Williams was outside the arc, and Boots got and hit the floater. Completes the three-point play. 11 for him, 68-52 Aggies, 6:25 left. Toney, pestered by Taylor, rolls around Cash. Jump pass to the right side, Note. Attacks on the right wing to the right baseline. Jump pass out to Likes. Hops into a three. Off the heel. Battle. Hefner. Cash. Cash has it. Saves it to Q, who saves to Ranford. Front court Aggies. Boots in front of his own bench to the trailer Q. 6 minutes left in a 68-52 Aggie lead. What a time to have your largest lead. Q hits Cash at the free throw line. All the way to the baskets. Cash money, 70-52. 2 of 2 from Toney. He's a perfect 6 for 6 from the line. 18 for him. But he's playing with 4 personal fouls. 5:19 to play. Aggies 72, Arkansas 57. Q picked up in the backcourt by Tony. Hefner, Radford, Taylor, and Coleman. Jump pass, Hefner to Taylor, left side of the floor, back to Q between the circles.
Gonna run and jump.
Hefner to Wade. Out to Hefner. Paint. Hefner jam! Flying through the air is H. 74-57 Aggies. 9 for H, all in the second half. Davis challenged. Missed the layup left side. Hefner saves it, and he caroms it off Davis. Oh, this is the coming out party for Hayden Hefner.
We talked about people coming in and having a presence in critical times of games. Hassan, take a pick. Hefner, Wade Taylor.
Come to the ball. Quinton gets it in the backcourt. 74-57 A&M. 4:35 to play. Q across the timeline. Picked up by Audie Stoney. In the etched out SEC logo at half court. Q goes to work. Q to the basket! Rams it home! Fly guy! Q gives the Aggies a 76-57 lead and then turned right back over by Notang. 4:15 left and the Aggies by 19. Hefner handed the basketball, runs the baseline. Finds Wade Taylor the fourth in front of the Arkansas bench. Loops back to Hefner. Gives back to Taylor. Likes on him. Double team develops. So he'll loop it to the front court where Boots has it. Gives back to Hefner across the timeline. He'll be closed out by Note. Now Hefner. Above foul line extended. Bounce. Coleman. Dunk! Hefner. Probed. Penetrated. And then he dropped it off to Henry Coleman III for the dunk. 78-59 A&M. Taylor picking up Likes. Be the double bonus rest of the way for Arkansas. Likes loses it going up, and that loose ball poked away by Radford, picked up by Hefner. Aggie ball, 3:10 left, 78-59. Diarra stop and go on the left wing. Gives to Coleman on the right side. Put the ball down, goes up. He slapped. He goes to the line. 80-59 A&M. Coleman's in double digits with 10. 2:47 to play. And what is that I hear? The finals are calling. Left corner, Davis to the left elbow. In the paint, slips a pass too high through the hands of Wade. Aggie basketball. Hefner leaves at his one happy bench. And the 12th man behind the bench rises one for Hayden Hefner. And Ross Bjork has beat me up, and I couldn't be happier.
I'm glad there's a buffer between me and him.
You know we're all
I bruise
together.
Easy.
You know we're all getting together tomorrow. J-Mo, Ross, me, you.
That's it.
Taylor between the circles. Wade, left side. Wade to the basket. Lay it in. Four lays it in. He's got 9. 82-59 Aggies. The guy who walked the stage in December and couldn't be with his team is on the floor in maybe A&M's biggest stage of the season here in Tampa. Zach, Javonte Brown, Wade Taylor, Andre Gordon, and Manny Obasike. The Aggies are 1:15 from going to the SEC Tournament Finals, and here comes Wade Taylor off the floor. Davin Watkins will come in.
I love it for these guys. They work so hard, you know, throughout the course of the season. Give great looks in practice. They do everything that starters do. And then here they are. They're having a chance to actually get on this floor in front of this crowd in this setting.
Buzz Williams has challenged this team time and time again. Don't be satisfied with just beating Florida. Don't be satisfied with just beating Auburn. Don't be satisfied and say, oh, we did enough to get into the tournament. Go make it happen. They're making it happen. It's just a matter of the final score, partner.
Yep. Who would have thought? I mean, we had confidence. We know what these guys can do. But, man, this has been a remarkable couple of 3 days.
82-64. And as the final seconds tick down, Texas A&M in the SEC Tournament Finals tomorrow in Tampa. Florida, Auburn, and Arkansas all go down. Texas A&M We'll say it again. Ain't done yet.
Guess who we're going to get this time?
It's got to be four if I can get his attention. You know what? In A&M, it's traditions, right? It's all about traditions.
Hey.
And after an 82-64 win, our tradition, you got to talk to four.
Got to talk to me, man.
Hey, is he going to – NIL, he could probably get paid. I don't know, but he's the third member of the team now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This was a game of runs. Oh, Buzz always uses the boxing analogy every round. You were taking shots from Arkansas, but Wade, ultimately the Aggies, kept punching back, and really a knockout punch in the second half.
Yes, yes. We were saying that in every media timeout, you know. We went on the run, they went on the run. We were just saying, man, this game of runs, you know, stay locked in, stay poised, because at the end of the day, you know, we got to come up with the win. So we just stay, you know, within each other and just stay level-headed.
But how important is the communication and the connectivity y'all defensively? You're covering people that are playing really well right now.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It shows you how focused we are, you know, and how much Coach Buzz put into it. We have prep every night. We've had it every night since we've been winning at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And, you know, that's late. But we still have to lock in because we got a big game the next day. You know, making a quick turnaround, you know, going from one team, studying their stuff, to a whole other different team with different personnel, you know. It's a lot, so that's why we call it a mental practice. But, I mean, it's paying off, so we got to continue, you know, be great at it.
Please talk to me and rave about your teammates like Hayden Hefner Aaron Cash. And just there's always that support system. It could be someone different, Wade.
Yes.
Like, you don't have
you
to.
You never know.
You never know. And they were just fantastic today.
Hayden and Cash, man, I can't stress it enough, man. They work hard every day. And I just knew the time was coming. You know, Hayden, he just came in and just – he just changed the game. You know, Cash did too, just guarding number 10, you know, getting rebounds, running the court. H made some big plays, some big buggies, made some big threes, big passes, and just brought energy in, you know. It got a little dull at the time, and we subbed H in, and he brought all the energy, man. It was just amazing.
I tell you what I've noticed about you as you've grown into this role is it's just not – I mean, you run the show, but you're complimentary of people. I mean, guys make shots. You get them in position to make shots, but you encourage, you point out, you critique, you help. That's the role of the point guard, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. And I'm embracing it, you know, because I know I always be able to get mine, but most importantly, getting my other teammates involved and make sure they have a good time is even better. You know, just knowing we go home, everybody put something in the hat, and who would have thought, man, we're in the SEC championship about to lose 8 in a row. You know, everybody thought we was done, and just staying resilient together, man. Look at us today.
That's now 7 wins,
man,
in a row,
eight
of the last 9. And as this game was ending, here's the text I get. Get Wade! Wade! Fantastic.
Yes.
Go celebrate.
Thank you.
And tomorrow, one of these two teams behind you.
Yes, sir.
The Aggies are in the SEC tournament.
Get off your feet.
We're
would
here.
You?
Oh,
get
you
off
got
your,
you.
Let's do that.
I got you.
Thank you, Wade. Appreciate it. Four joins us after the Aggies' 82-64 win over Arkansas to the 2022 SEC Tournament Finals. Go the Aggies.
I'm Andrew Monaco. Thanks for reliving the run through the SEC tournament and the run over the Razorbacks. We'll see you next time on Studio 12 here on The Zone.